This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm pleading for player power. In the U.S., from place to place, Thanksgiving comes with its own set of traditions enhanced by families and friends. One of my first Thanksgivings away from home while on my brief on and off collegiate tour. The details are now lost in a fog of memory, but somehow ended up, likely with a friend, invited by a generous soul to her Italian family's late afternoon dinner in the Jamaican neighborhood in Queens, where multiple courses were served, accompanied by wine, all of which seemed revolutionary to me at the time, and for which I'm still thankful. Another year in Springfield, Massachusetts, my brother came over from New Jersey while we were living there, and Barbara Rivera, one of our spectacular welfare rights leaders, invited us all over to her house for a Puerto Rican-flavored Thanksgiving dinner. Still remember both me and her family. For years, when we were young and had grandparents in the Delta of Mississippi, Thanksgiving meant a drive up from New Orleans for family and a feast. There was always Divinity Fudge, one of the great inventions in Candyland, and Jam Cake, which has become a family tradition from grandmother to mother to now daughter. And in Mississippi, before, during, and after, a huge piling heap of food was offered and consumed. I now know, not only there, but in much of the rest of the South, there was football, one game after another. Now, with its increasing popularity, there's basketball, too. In the South, there's also the mandatory nap option that has to be squeezed in during the half times or blowouts. Sometimes it's even funny to read in the paper as pro ballers talk about what it might be like to have Thanksgiving at home. Crocodile tears are flowing everywhere now. I know they are. The business of sports, though, has become simply sports as business. And that's not something to be thankful about. Living in the heartland of the big college football power conference, the Southeastern Conference, where football often seems to pass the line between sports and religion, it may be the biggest business of all. In Louisiana, the coach has lost three games in a row, and despite perhaps the winningest record of almost any coach anywhere, a national championship on his record and several SEC titles, yet some of the heavy breather alums are talking about paying gazillions to buy out his contract that's good until 2019. Meanwhile, one of the newer SEC teams at the University of Missouri may not be leading the league in the win-loss column, but has shown how semi-professional college players can stand up for themselves and others. The NCAA fought the Northwestern players hammer and tong, but despite their billion-dollar bottom-line mentality, collective action by the players works, no matter what the lawyers might want and wish. Now some pundits are calling for coaches and basketball players to get into the act to push back at the NCAA and its unaccountable and arbitrary way of dealing with current and prospective players, including recruits from all over the world. The price of the first coach standing behind his players may have been a heave-ho in Missouri, since though the president and other bigwigs filed by the wayside, the athletic director was still standing and may not have been a solidarity forever guy, no matter what the coach claims. If sports, professional, and amateur is going to be part of our contemporary culture in coming years and run as a body-killing, youth-stealing, child labor sweatshop, then the workers, paid, unpaid, and exploited, need to exercise their market power and bring them to their knees. For my part, I think Thanksgiving and New Year's Day would be the perfect tactical times for football and basketball players to stand up and stand together to force some change. I would definitely interrupt a nap for that kind of action. Happy Thanksgiving. From wherever you were and however you enjoyed it. This is Wade Rathke. For more information or questions, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.